a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Glad we could be together again. See this that I brought with me? Very big toy. Complicated toy. I want to show you how that works. I'll just take it down on the floor. You play with your toys on the floor? Something in here, too. I'll show you what that is. Ready to see in the box? Pebbles. Make this toy come over here. Lift it up and dump it. Kinds of things you can do with a toy like that, but of course it takes a person to do it. Yeah, even to make this toy work. Just like it takes a real person to make any machinery work. And you can't make it work just by sitting and thinking about it. It's the same with anything that you do. You have to do it. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it. For you, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it. You did it. You did it. Did it. Oh, I nearly forgot. We're supposed to go over to the studio again to talk with Lou Ferrigno, you know, the man who plays the Incredible Hulk. In fact, I wanted to tell you before we go that Lou had a very hard time learning to talk when he was a little boy because he couldn't hear well at all. Yeah, but he went to a special school and had some special people who loved him a lot. And he tried, and he tried, and he did learn to talk. So let's go visit with him now. Mr. McFeely's probably already there. Hey, then we'll come back here afterward. Come along.
Mr. Hodges.
Hi, you, Mr. Clinton.
Yeah.
Do you know where Mr. McFeely might be?
Yes, I saw him very shortly. He is with the Incredible Hulk at the makeup room.
Where is that?
Down at this building over there. At the end of the building, make a right turn. And I think it's close to where stage four is.
Stage four. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hi, Lou.
Come on in.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Giving me my makeup man, Norman.
Hi, Norman. Nice to meet you. Glad to meet you. Is it all right if I watch?
Sure.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Mr. McFeely taking movies of your makeup.
You get about the best way to do it because people never believe it.
Yeah, that's right.
They all think the Hulk is real.
And you're a real man, Lou Ferrigno.
Mm-hmm.
But you get made up to look like the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
But on the program, you sort of take the place of Dr. Banner, don't you? I mean, he turns into
into the Hulk.
Into the Hulk. But you're two different people.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm interested in is, now when you get angry, you, Lou Ferrigno, get angry, what do you like to do? I mean, what do you do when you get angry? You don't turn cars over and jump out windows or things like that.
Well, thank God. But everyone, you get angry. And I'm able to control that. Maybe just get mad at myself, and that will lead to the frustration I take out from training.
But what do you mean by training?
Well, training with weight, bodybuilding, and that required many hours of grueling training and sweating and panting, and it's something that lifting a tremendous amount of weight, it's just like a release of the energy from the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very relaxing. Like other people take a whirlpool bath, other people play a different type of a game.
I'm interested in the kinds of things that you were interested in when you were a little boy, because you were little one time, weren't you?
Oh, sure. You know, everybody knows they're aware that I'm slightly hard of hearing. It's something I wasn't born with, but I was inflicted with an ear infection at the age of three. And
at 3 years old?
Yeah, it caused nerve damage. So I had to specialize on reading lips and the first form of communication. And I've been at it for 15 years, but that's why I have the determination I have now, whatever I've done. And if I was like achieved whatever I wanted to achieve in life.
When you put on your makeup, does that stuff hurt? I mean, does it hurt to have it put on?
No, it doesn't hurt. It's, I would say more kind of irritating.
Irritating?
Because it's like a grease type of makeup and it closes all the pores on the face. And I'm very warm. That's why I like it at this motorhome. I have the air conditioner constantly on all day.
So you are a person who is kind of dressed up to look like somebody else.
Uh-huh.
You're acting a part. Mr. McFeely, are you going to take movies of Norman putting on Lou's makeup?
Yep, have my camera right here. I think I'll record it.
Oh, good. Well, I'd like to see that when you have it all fixed and all ready.
Really glad to have been able to see you without your makeup. I'm going to go in and see Bill Bixby now. Thank you, Lou.
Okay, sure.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, Mr. McFeely.
Delivery to you.
Bill?
Oh, Mr. Rogers, nice to see you again.
Oh, please call me Fred, will you?
Yes, please call me Bill always.
Thank you. I just saw Lou Ferrigno without his makeup.
He looks quite different, doesn't he?
I should say he does. He's a very powerful-looking person.
He is. He's a very, very big man. He exercises a great deal to keep his body that way. But when you put those pieces on his face and put the color on it and the wig and everything, he looks so different.
Well, Mr. McFeely's taking movies of all of that going on now.
Oh, I'm glad that your friends will be able to see that then and see the change.
Well, I want them to see the difference between what's real and what's pretend.
Oh, I think it's very important. Very important.
You know, there are a lot of children who are concerned even about dinosaurs.
Because of their size, the big, monstrous kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. Well, dinosaurs, of course, don't exist at all anymore.
Not anymore.
They used to a long time ago. That was before, of course, before man was here. And but dinosaurs are very nice to study. My son, he collects little toy examples of dinosaurs, and he's not afraid of them anymore now that he knows that first they're not real anymore, and that he can have a toy that looks just like one and really study it and know that it will not hurt him.
And also know that he doesn't have to turn into one.
No.
Even when he's angry.
No, not especially when he's angry, yes.
Speedy delivery. Mr.
McFeely. Yeah, did you get some nice pictures?
Yep, I have the footage right here of Lou's makeup process. Ready to show it to you.
Well, thank you. I guess maybe it's time for us to go.
All right.
We surely how appreciate
nice
you. Your...
I can't tell you how nice it is to have you visit our make-believe world of the Incredible Hulk.
Thank you.
Mr. McFeely, thank you, too.
Thank you. We speedy delivery.
Wish you well, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait to show you the footage of Lou Frigga's makeup.
Wow. We can go right back and see it, can't we? Great. There's our friend. Thanks
nice
so much.
You.
See you again
sometime.
Sure.
Really sure. Kind people here, aren't they?
Haven't we had a big time?
We certainly have. I enjoyed visiting the movie studio. You know, I like going new places and doing new things.
I do too, Mr. McFeely.
And I'm very anxious to show you the film I made.
Oh, good.
This is The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno getting his makeup on.
Yes, but doesn't that take a long time?
Well, it does. It takes about 2 hours, but I've been making edits as we've gone along, and I have a little shorted version here. It'll give you an idea, okay?
Good,
just
Mr.
look
McFeely.
Right in here, and I'll push the button.
All right.
There's Lou Ferrigno getting in the makeup chair.
He is a very muscular man.
Yes, he is. Now, oh, here's Norman, the makeup person.
Oh, yes.
He helps with the makeup.
What's he doing there?
He's pinning Lou's hair back because in a moment he's going to paste on. Oh, this is called spirit gum. It's a special type of glue that holds on the forehead, the rubber forehead. You'll see that in a moment. There it is.
Special forehead.
Right there. He's putting it on.
Wonder why they do that.
There, now here, this goes on the nose, some glue on the nose, and a special rubber nose. It makes him look like the Hulk. He's...
I wonder if it doesn't make him look a little more like Bill Bixby.
Yes, it does. Now you see he has the forehead and the nose on.
Mm-hmm.
First steps. Now the next step is the green makeup.
Oh my, yes.
Now, this goes all over his face and all over his body. And as you can see, the makeup is shiny.
Yes.
So what they have to do is put a powder on it. They powder it. There's the powder. And it takes the shine away. Now, some more spirit gum for the eyebrows. They'll stick some eyebrows on there. There they are.
Oh, those are pretend ones.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a wig person who puts his green wig on. Gluing it on, getting it into place.
Takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It takes about 2 hours to do this. Now you'll see Lou Ferrigno as the Incredible Hulk getting ready to make one of the programs.
And he keeps that on the whole time that he's making the program?
That's right. It takes about 12 hours. Now, this is about 12 hours later after a long day. And here comes the wig. It's coming off. Now he takes the forehead off and just pulls it right off.
Does that hurt?
Well, it looks like it does, but he's just glad to get it off.
I would imagine so.
That's the forehead. He says, woo!
Yes.
And here comes the nose.
That's all part of his work.
All part. And here's the special solution that takes the green makeup off. And there he is. That's what he looks like. And he's waving goodbye after...
Ready to go home.
Ready to go home.
I like seeing the makeup coming off just as well as going on. But I was glad to show my television friends that, because it's important to realize that people just don't change shape and change color. That's all just sort of movie business, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of makeup, yeah. The makeup person let me bring something to show you. That is the Incredible Hulk's forehead. They put it on Lou Ferrigno.
Could I try?
Certainly can. I put some stick'em tape in there to hold it on for you. Well, that's the forehead. And this is the nose. Want to try it on?
The nose.
Just stick it on.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing that.
Of course, it takes longer to do this than they're making him up, but it just gives you an idea.
It's your dad. But I don't feel strong.
It's just makeup. Pretend.
Of course.
There you go. Speedy delivery.
Well, delivery is right.
Well, I'll take this home and keep it as a souvenir of our visit to the studio. All righty?
That's right. Let's plan other things together.
Well, I hope we can. I certainly enjoy being with you.
And I with you.
Speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Mr. McFeely's such a good sport. He's fun to be with. Let's have our own kind of make-believe now. Yesterday, we pretended that Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri actually saw the dinosaur in the neighborhood of make-believe. Of course, we know that's just Purple Panda dressed up to look like a dinosaur. But they don't know that, and neither does Prince Tuesday or the others. So let's make believe that they're trying to tell the king about it right now as the trolley goes by the castle in the neighborhood of make believe.
Try to be calm. Now just try to collect yourselves, everyone. Collect yourselves. And you, son, try to say it calmly.
Well, I was playing in the garden near my wall and I saw it. I mean, I really saw it. I wasn't sleeping, and I wasn't daydreaming. Oh, Daddy, I really saw it.
And what was it you saw?
I told you, a real big dinosaur.
Now, son, I've told you over and over that dinosaurs are extinct. They are finished.
I know,
but Uncle
I know.
Freddy, but we saw it, too.
Yes, sir. Lady Aberlin and I both saw it, and it even had a huge crown on its head.
And a great big necklace on.
Oh, get out the cannon. Call for the troops. Dinosaur in the land.
Wait a minute, Uncle Friday.
Well, we need immediate action here.
Well, I propose immediate action, too, but not with cannon and troops.
What do you propose?
I propose that we prove to you that the dinosaur we all have seen is really somebody from this neighborhood dressed up in a costume.
Well, how would you do that?
Well, Handyman Negri and I are the biggest ones here at the moment, so we could make a careful search of the entire neighborhood. And when we find the dinosaur, we would just ask it to take off its costume.
Sounds like a peaceful plan to me.
Yes, but what if it isn't a costume?
Yeah. Well, then we'll just have to think of something else to do in that case.
You just call for me and I'll take care of it with my super funnel.
We'll call you as soon as we need you.
Now, you keep a watch out, and if anybody spies it, you let us know.
Very good, then. You may both leave on your mission.
And I'll stay right here behind my wall.
Off we go.
Wait a minute. I think I see something over by the clock. Yes, that must be it.
We'll go at once.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my nice dump truck. Super big dump truck. Yeah, I'm gonna play with you. Just help! Help! It's here! Help! Help, please! Everybody!
Daniel, did you see it?
I did, and it was so big, and I called for help, but I didn't even use my super truck.
I don't think you'll need that, Daniel.
We think that it's someone dressed up in a costume.
Well, it didn't say anything, but it was big.
Well, if you see it again, Daniel, you just let us know.
I will, if I'm not too scared. Wait a minute. Hmm. I think I see it over by the tree.
Thanks, Daniel.
Let's go. Hello.
Who are you?
Oh. We don't want to hurt you. We just want to find out who you are.
Don't go away.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang, away with the dinosaur. Okay, tell that to the world.
How did you do that, Lady Elaine?
My boomerang can do anything. Tell that to your royal family.
Aren't you afraid of the dinosaur?
Why should I be?
Do you know who's under that costume?
I've got to get back inside. There's lots of work to...
Evelyn and Negri to the castle.
You want to borrow my boomerang?
We'll do fine with what we have, Lady Elaine. I think you may be behind some of this.
Toot toot, dears.
Evelyn and Negri immediately. Evelyn and Negri to the castle immediately.
What's wrong, Uncle Friday?
Queen Sarah talked to the dinosaur.
She did?
Mom, talk to him.
That's right. Come, dear, tell us about it.
Well, I must say it was quite a start at first. I was out on my back balcony looking for birds when all of a sudden I noticed this large creature.
A dinosaur?
Well, it was much too large for a yellow-bellied sapsucker.
And what happened?
Well, I just simply said to the creature, "Oh my, you certainly do scare people."
And it disappeared?
No, it acted quite frightened itself.
And did it say anything?
Yes, it did.
It did?
Yes, it did. It said, "I don't like to scare people like this. It scares me to do it."
And then tell them what happened.
Yes, Mom, tell them the next part.
Well, the creature simply sighed and disappeared. You know, rather magically, the way the people from the Purple Planet sometimes do.
I see.
Yeah.
So now?
We continue the search. The mm-hmm. plot thins. This is getting more interesting all the time.
Yes, I should say so. Do you know about that trolley?
Oh, I should say. Isn't it amazing? I mean, it was really fun.
You see, now they're wondering more and more about who's in that dinosaur costume. We'll pretend more about that tomorrow. Right now, we better feed our pets. Huh? Our pet fish. There you are, fish. It's important to take care of your pets. Yeah, they count on you. When you have a pet, it's sort of like being a mother or a father to that pet. See you tomorrow, fish. I just want to do a little more with this. There was a time when I was a child that I couldn't make one of these toys work. It was something like this. It wasn't quite as complicated as this one. Anyway, I kept trying, and once in a while, even crying. But my dad helped me some, and finally I made it work. And was I ever proud that I could do that? It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. At least inside. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it. You like to pour things? I do. I'll just pour that whole thing right back into there. We've been talking about mighty important things these last few days. I'm glad I could do that with you. After you have thought and talked about very important things with somebody you trust, you often have a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You are growing inside. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in this whole world like you. And you know, people can like you just the way you are, just by being yourself. Be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.